I believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All the things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when these things shall be. Just be ready, be watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray.
Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here.
Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these we now are having, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. I started out to follow Jesus many years ago. The road was sometimes slippery and my steps were often slow. I met with opposition, didn't quite know what to do. But I made up my mind to make it true. Before the first round started, I said I'll fight until I win. I might even get knocked down, but I'll get up again. I'll control the tempo, for I can't afford to lose. And I made up my mind to make it true. The years have come and they have gone, the battle has grown old. My mind's made up to win this fight, my faith has not grown cold. The joy of the Lord is still my strength, my confidence is true. And I've made up my mind to make it true. Before the first round started, I said I'll fight until I win. I might even get knocked down, but I'll get up again. I'll control this temple, for I can't afford to lose. And I've made up my mind to make it true. The years have come and they have gone, the battle has grown old. My mind's made up to win this fight, my faith has not grown cold. The joy of the Lord is still my strength, my confidence is true. And I made up my mind to make it true. Before the first round started, I said I'll fight until I win. I might even get knocked down, but I'll get up again. I'll control the tempo, for I can't afford to lose. And I'm in up my mind to make it through.
It's what you have to do. You have to make a gut-wrenching decision. Just like Brother Jackson. When he saw Brother Brennan was, he said to himself, I'm not going to let daylight get between me and Brother Jackson, or Brother Brennan. And that's what you have to do. And he's the only one that stuck it out to the very end and really heard what Brother Brennan had to say. And he stood the test, and he held on right to the very end. And that's what you and I have. We got to be determined, and we're going to stick with the program. That's why we're steady Eddies. I know the Lord told us to sing these songs in the morning. That's why we're so consistent. You have to make up your mind. That's what you're going to do. And nothing is going to shake you away from it. That's why we do what we're doing on a day-to-day. We're persistent. We're continuing, you know. We don't have no other job. That's the job that the Lord gave us, and we know we're about the Lord's business. We don't have to go out there and build a big church or some big movement or something, you know, and all that. We're just doing exactly what the Lord wants us to do, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's not that hard to get up early in the morning and pray in the day and then sing some songs. It's the Lord wants us to do it, then it's easy, you know. You kind of look forward to it. But see, if we were doing the wrong thing, it'd be kind of boring, you know what I'm saying? That's just the way it is. People said I'd never make it. I'd never make it through. They don't know what keeps me going. I guess they never have met you. All my life was in shambles until they came along. You took my tears into laughter. Lord, you give me a brand new song. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile. You touch my heart. You touch my soul. All the bridges left behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. Would it likely not to prosper? What's left hanging over my head? You'll never amount for nothing. That's what most people said. I've been known to be unsettled. I never stayed around too long. But Lord, you're the treasure I've been searching for. And Lord, I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile. You touch my heart. You touch my soul. All the bridges left behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. Voted likely not to prosper, was left hanging over my head. You'll never amount for nothing, that's what most people said. I've been known to be unsettled, never stayed around too long. But Lord, you're the treasure I've been searching for, and Lord, I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile, you touch my heart,
you touch my soul. All the bridges left behind me, Lord, I burnt them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. The anchor holds, the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I fall on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds, in spite of the storm. I have journeyed through the long dark night. Out in the open sea, by faith alone, sight unknown, and yet his eyes were watching me. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds, in spite of the storm. I've had visions, and I've had dreams. I even held them in my hand, but I never knew it would slip right through. Like they were only grains of sand. The anchor holds, though the ship's been battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. The anchor holds, in spite of the storm. Now I have been young, but I'm older now, and there's been beauty these eyes have seen. But it was in the night, through the storms of my life, that there's where God proved his love for me. The anchor holds, though the ship has been battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds, in spite of the storm. I cannot forget the day when I heard my Savior say, come to me, my child, and be made whole. Then I let my Savior in. He forgave me all of my sin. Started a fire burning so bright way down in my soul. It's never gone out, it's never gone out, though Satan has tried many times to make me doubt. But when I feel that warmth inside, I know that my soul is satisfied. The flame has flickered, but the fire has never gone out. Since Jesus kindled the flame, things have been changed, no, I'm not the same. He lit the fire with his great eternal love. Down in my soul now there is peace, a joy that will never, never cease. Thank God for holy fire, for
from heaven above. It's never gone out, it's never gone out. Oh, Satan must try many times to make me die. But when I feel that warmth inside, I know that my soul is satisfied. The flame has flickered, but the fire has never gone out. Since Jesus kindled the flame, things have been changed. No, I'm not the same. He lit the fire with his great eternal love. Down in my soul now there is peace, a joy that will never, never cease. Thank God for holy fire from heaven above. It's never gone out, it's never gone out. Oh, Satan has tried many times to make me doubt. But when I feel that warmth inside, I know that my soul is satisfied. The flame has flickered, but the fire has never gone out.
Yeah, we had everybody with us that started with us that's been coming along. And we'd have tons of people. But after a while, we see something that kind of offend them.
Mm-hmm.
My Bible talks about that. Blessed is he that is not offended at my word. And we see something that they don't agree with, and they chill out, and they will look for something else. But if there was something else out there, I'd be sitting there. That's where I'd be. But this is it. This is that. This is the only thing that makes sense. That's not our thing. It's the Lord's. It's the Lord's chapter. And people want to go. That's fine. They're not going to find nothing. They're going to just be taken out to hell and death. That's it. They're going to miss that glorious rapture. They're going to miss the marriage up of the Lamb. And but see, you gotta persevere. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta put in an effort. Like sometimes the flame just flickering, and the devil knows when you're right about the end. You know, here a few days. I felt like giving up, but where are you going to give up to? Sometimes you just get to a place where it's easier to give up, but you just hold on, and you, after a day or two, you get another spark. The flame. Sometimes the flame flickers. And, that's just what people do. When that happens in their life, they pick it in. We've got lots of people that, man, they were consistent. The first thing when this would come out, they'd be the first to tap in and to listen to what we have to say, because it's really not our thing. It's the Lord. That's the only message the Lord has here in these closing days of time. And like I said, when Brother Jackson saw who Brother Brennan was, he said, I'm not going to let daylight get between me and that man. And here's the same thing. If you know that this is that, you just hold on for dear life and you just stick it out. No matter what happens, no matter if we say something that might offend you and all these things, you just stick with it, because there is nothing else. If there was something else, believe you me, that's where you and I would be at.
Everything that you want in life, you have to persevere. You know, you can't just give up.
Well, that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is rending out the vintage where the grapes
of wrath
the store. He had loosed his faithful
lightning
of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I have
seen them in the wood. Of 100 carping camps, they have built him an altar in the evening dews and dims. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and glaring lamp. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
We have a slogan here. He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. That's why we talk the way we talk. That's why we say the things we say. That's why we sing the songs we sing, to persevere, to endure to the end. It's not, it's easy to start up a journey. It's easy to, but to persevere, you know. You got to persevere. You got to stick with the program, because believe you me, if there was anything out there that's worth listening to, that's where you and I would be at. But there is nothing out there, and but it has befallen our lot, and we know the Lord started this up, because I never even dreamt about doing anything like that. But the Lord, bit by bit, step by step, He brought me through the ministry of Brother Branham and then Brother Jackson, and then, like we keep saying, that there was a time where we didn't know what's going on out there. We thought we could trust these people, Alan and Bud and all these people that have been in this movement forever and a day, and after a while we found out we can't trust them, because they're bringing in damnable hearsay. They're twisting the scriptures like a pretzel. We know the things they were teaching wasn't true, so we did what the Bible says, from such withdraw. If anybody has a different doctrine than the things that we've been taught, from such withdraw. And that's what we did, and then eventually the Lord is running this show, not us. I would never even attempt to try to do something like that, but He found us faithful and true, and then He gave us that scripture. Who is then that wise and faithful servant? Oh, my Lord has found faithful and wise to deliver meat in due season. And that's why then He gave us this job, and then this is that living water that the Bible talks about. It's gotta be somewhere on planet Earth where it says, whosoever will, let him come and drink out of the waters of life. Really, what is that living water? Well, this is that. This is message here. This is this truth. This is that stream. We just tapped into the stream. Back in the days of Brother Branham, that's where it was. That's where it was at. And then in the days of Brother Jackson, that's where he was at. Once I tapped into that ministry of Brother Jackson, he was that stream for hour. All of a sudden, I got a job. I got finances met. Oh, my health issues disappeared. Everything all the issues I had, they disappeared once I got into the stream, into the message of Brother Jackson. And the Lord told me to go down to that trucking company and sign up. And like 2 days later, I took a load of freight into Montreal. And that's the way the Lord has been moving ahead ever since. His truth keeps marching on. And it's very important to persevere, because there is nothing else out there outside of this passage, because we keep saying it over and over again. If you want eternal life, you're just going to have to tap into the message of these seven stars that Jesus has in His right hand. This is eternal life. This is going to be eternal life. And believe in them, and I will send. We say it over and over again, because it's the only thing worth mentioning. You have to say it over and over again, because out there there's a world that's so brainwashed and steeped in deception that you have to say it over and over to get through to people. And you know this is it. And this is just where we are in time. We're a very treacherous hour. But see, you and I have determined to continue on with the program, to stay the course. And like I say, sometimes you get up in the morning and wonder if it's worth
if it's worth fighting for, then he just will, well, what else are you going to do? That's the only job description you got from the Lord. So you just persevere, and you go through a time when everything is, when things don't look so good, but you just know you're right. You know the Lord put you on a course, you've seen Jesus do exactly who he was, and that's the very thing the devil attacked. Every time it came to him, God let Jesus know, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. And guess what the devil attacked? That's the very thing the devil attacked. If you are the son of God, if you are the son of God, then tell these stones to turn into bread. If you are the son of God, just throw yourself down off the temple there. And he always harassing him, if you're the son of God. And then the Apostle Paul, he knew who he was because the Lord told him, you're going to be a chosen vessel for me. And every one of his epistles started out, Paul, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was an apostle to the Gentiles. And you can go back and read his epistles and all that, and it proved it. And he was under attack. Everywhere he went, he was under attack from the devil and from these antichrists and from these thugs. And John, he knew who he was. These people, they knew who they were. And that's the very thing the devil attacked. And you and I, we're no exception. That's the very thing the devil tried to downplay. I was thinking about that yesterday when I was with that Kenneth, Dr. Bell guy. He was with me for 3 years, and we were in there. I said it before, but I'm trying to come to a point. How important it is to stay the course, because if you don't, then you're just gonna fall by the wayside. I went to the air show with him, and then at the air show, I guess he met his cousins from Windy Bay, and he went over there to visit with him, and then I was staying there by myself. And the Lord came down, right down, spoke right into his spirit. And he said, I want you to go over and stand with Sam because he is the bright. Go stand with the bright. Go stand with Sam. Well, and he came home right away, and he was so shocked when he heard, he even laughed a bit. It was so real to him. And he told me, the Lord told me to come and stand with you. And he kind of said it in the comic way. He said, you're the bride of Christ. Well, I just told, well, I didn't tell you that. You didn't hear that from me. You heard it direct from God. So you're going to have to see what you're going to do with it. And he was good for about a year, and then after all of a sudden, the devil got into his head. See, you've got to persevere. The devil will come along, and he try to divert you. And sure enough, one day he came along and forgot all about what the Lord spoke into his spirit. See, he got a revelation from the Lord. I didn't give it to him. He got it direct out of heaven. I could go out there and tell people who I am, who I'm not. But they don't mean nothing because the Lord spoke to him and it's right in his spirit. And like I say, for a year or so, he was very good. Everything, we were on the same page. If I had, like you and me, when you think it, I say it, or vice versa. And he was like that too. We had some issues. And the church, and he saw the same thing I saw. This church here in Portage is run by women, and somewhere along the road we had to deal with it, and he brought it out, and I let him do it. You go tell him, I said. And he was good for a year or two, and then, like I say, all of a sudden, see, the devil, he'll attack you, and he'll get into your head, and he'll try to downplay this very thing, just like he does with us too, but we know who we are, we know what we're about, and we're not about to pick it in. We intend to do it to the end. Lots of times I feel like giving up, but where are you going to go to? What are you going to give up to? And then all of a sudden, like I say, the devil got into his head, and he came right to my face, and like he really found a new revelation all of a sudden. But he got it from the devil, and he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go see if I can find any garbage about you. And said, I told him, well, go for it. You're going to find a lot of garbage about me. And if that's what you want to do, if that's who you are, go for it. And he didn't, after that he didn't last very long. He got involved with some woman and all that stuff, and then he started working against me.
And the devil got into him. And the devil started using him because he was not on guard. He was not on, he didn't persevere. And the Lord had a word for him to just go stand with Sam for the rest of your life. That's the only job description he had. And that would have been very simple for him to do that. And I don't know what made him, I guess the devil got into his head and then he started working against me. And before you know it, and I had a pretty good thing going with these Windy Bees down there. And these guys in Carmen that left Windy Bee. And one day I went down there, I had to fix an air conditioner or something. And Zach, that guy in that wheelchair, he said, Ken was here yesterday. He said, the reason he's not fellowshipping with you anymore is because you're shacking up with Lorraine. Well, Ken knew very well that you're not that shaking up type, and he lied out about it. See, the devil got into his head, and the devil now he's working for the devil, and he doesn't even know it. So he goes down to these people. They were just actually on the verge, battling in their mind what they should do. Should they go back to Windy Bay, or should they move ahead? Just when they were right at the crossroads, where they needed a little bit of encouragement, and all he would have had to do was tell them, you know something, Sam is right. I just know that Sam is right. If he would have done that, what does he do? He goes and tells those people that he not only tells them that, he convinces them that this is a shaking up program. And then now, like I say, I was there the next day, and usually they would invite me in for dinner or something. All of a sudden, around 12 o'clock, everybody disappeared. Because he, like I say, he not only told them, he convinced them that this is a shaking up program. Well, if you're convinced that somebody, this is a shaking up program, you're not going to invite them in for lunch, that's for sure. And he, like I say, he not only told them, he convinced them. And before you know it, he's just out. Now he's picked up some kind of a disease that Sam disease that Michael Fox had. And see, if he would have stayed true to the Lord would have took care of everything because he's got that same gene. All the Lord would have done, he would have not allowed that gene to come about him. And then, that's why I say, if we had all these people that started with it, we'd have so many people, you might have to start up a different second website or something. But see, they pack it in. We say things that they don't like, and then what they do, they try to reason it out. And that's what the devil does. He makes sure he gets you off course, and he sends you out in left field. And before you know it, you're out there going out to hell and that. It's just that simple. I didn't make this program. I was just doing what the Lord called us to do, and it's really an easy. We really got it good compared to what Brother Jackson and Brother Brenham and all these prophets had to go through. Look what they had to go through. And here, all we got to do is get up in the morning, put out this thing, and do our thing. And we know we're about the Lord's business. That's why we're so persistent. That's why we're not giving up. That's why we like doing what we're doing, because God gives you an inspiration, and he helps you along the journey of life. And like I say, sometimes you just feel like giving up, and then that the flame has flickered, you know, but the fire has never gone out. Before you know it, that you get a new zeal, you know what I'm saying? But that's where we are at now today. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord. We just pray you give us the grace to continue on with the program, because we realize, Lord, it's not our program, it's your program. And there's nothing that we would rather do, Lord, than say, thy will be done. We've come to that place. We came to the end of ourselves. And now, Lord, all of a sudden, we're able to say, thy will be done, and use us for your glory, because we don't have nothing, especially here in these closing days of time when everything is so deceptive. And we're just trying to hold on to the fort. We're just trying to direct people to the things that have been firmly established through that church aid of Laodicea, through the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jacques, which is really the ministry of that angel of the church aid of Laodicea. And we're just, all we're doing, we're holding on to the fort. We're holding on to the things that have been firmly established. We just pray for grace that you allow us to continue on this path and just to continue to crucify the flesh and to endure to the end, Lord. We have nothing else other to do. We just want to
put our trust in you and continue on with the program, Lord. We just pray you'll open the hearts of the people, and I pray you'll get that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
That's the only message we have. If you're looking for something exciting and something else, well, you might have to go down and listen to John Hagee, because he's got a lot of charisma.
Yeah,
and he's got a lot of way of talking, things like that. But we don't have that here.
Uh-huh. And all those charismatic places out there, they're just geared for entertainment. If people want to be entertained, and that's what they'll get. But Jesus said here, I'll read it in Luke 22, verse 28. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. You are the ones who have remained with me in my trials. And that's when you look at the disciples there, they remained with Jesus through all his trials that he went through. Because there came a point when Jesus asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? And he and Peter stood up and he said, you are the Christ, the Son of God. And he said, like flesh and blood did not reveal that to Peter. It was his Father in heaven that opened up his understanding and revealed to Peter who Jesus was. And at one point, there was a lot of people that were following Jesus. You can look at all those people that followed him with the loaves and the fishes. And they had some kind of a revelation. This is that prophet that Moses spoke of when they were in the wilderness. And here is this prophet. And then the next day, because they were more interested in the loaves and the fishes that they had naturally to eat, that they pursued him. But it wasn't by revelation. It was the natural things that they were following. If they would have followed the revelation and the Spirit, then they would have seen something else, that here is the Messiah. This is the Messiah that we are looking for, that prophet. And then they would have continued on with Jesus, but because they were more after interested in the natural aspect of things, that they lost that revelation that they saw when he multiplied that fish, those fishes and loaves of bread in order to feed them, that great multitude of 5,000 and more. So you can see that people tend to look at things naturally instead of spiritually. So if we would go by every natural thing, we would, like we say, give up. But you walk in the Spirit. And then that's the things that you see. Because when I heard Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, I knew this was more than a man here. Mm-hmm. This is the Spirit of the living God here, that anointing, that holy presence of God that overshadowed their ministry. And this is just like Jesus when he said, this is my beloved Son, hear ye him. That was the hour of time. This is the prophet of Malachi, that Elijah's spirit. Hear ye him. God had Brother Brenham here on earth and Brother Jackson in the same token to reveal the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ. And if people pick that up in the Spirit, they would not let the devil come between you and that ministry. And when I first got acquainted with you, my spirit, what you were saying resonated with my spirit. And now the things of the natural thing, you can't let your natural thinking take over, and all of a sudden all you're going to pack it in, and this guy is just not the guy you thought he is. You know, that's not how it works, you know. Like Brother Jackson said to Brother Brenham, I knew that man had something, and I'm not going to let daylight get between us. And that's the same here with the disciples here. They knew Jesus was the Messiah because they had a revelation. Because when Andrew called his brother Peter, he said, we found him, the one we were looking for. We found the Messiah. Mm-hmm. The same way with Nathaniel, when they called Nathaniel, he said, we found him. And then, see, that's the, when When God gives you a revelation of something, that's something you really have to hold on to, because if you don't, the devil will just come and take it away from you, and then you have nothing left if you don't hold on to it for dear life. And that's why Jesus, these disciples stood by Jesus through all his trials, and when everybody else was leaving them, Jesus asked Peter and his disciples, "Are you going to leave too?" And Peter said, "Well, where are we going to go? You have the words to eternal life." And then you have to really hold on to those things, you know, that revelation and what God reveals to you by the Spirit. You can't let your natural thinking overtake you, and then all of a sudden you're out on a dead-end road that leads to nowhere.
Yeah, and that's all the devil wants. He wants to turn people against us. See, that Kenneth, he got exactly what Peter got. Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And that Kenneth, he got exactly the same thing. He got it direct from heaven. Go stand with Sam. That's the only job description you have for the rest of your life. And you stick with it, then the Lord would keep adding on and adding on, and he would have had a glorious, we'd be on a glorious journey. And the same thing happened to these people that come through here. I don't like to repeat it, but I'm trying to get to a point how important it is to persevere, because I'm just up the road here. The devil, he'll throw everything he can you to send you out to hell and death. And the same thing happened with that Jeremy guy. We didn't know him from a hole in the ground, and here we get an email. Here's this guy, he wants to contact us, and he wants us to help him. He knew he was in dire straits, and he came to us for help. Well, I never heard of a guy like that. I never heard of a Jeremy, and I didn't know who he was. So I went to the Lord, and just to kind of walk you through what we're not just some fly by night here, and the things that we do, we go to the Lord about things, and then, like I say, he made contact with us. And I went to the Lord in prayer, and I said, "Lord, I don't know this man. You know all about it, and what should we do? He wants us to help him. He wants us to baptize him. What should we do with it?" And the Lord gave me a scripture. I'll read it to you here. Mm. Oh, here it is. And Jude... I'll start at 21. Keep yourself in the love of God. See, we have a love for people. We care about people. We're trying to help them, but we can't help them until they come to the end of themselves. We can't. This is not a social program here. Once you come to the end of yourself, we'll be there for you, like the Lord will be there for you. But you got to come to the end of yourself. But keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference. And but that's what we felt sorry for the guy. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, eating even the garments spotted by the flesh. I'll read another translation here. Maintain yourself in the love of God while anticipating the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that brings eternal life. And that her mercy are those who waver. Like, he came to us for help. He sent us an email. He wants to contact us, and that's what we did. And save others by what? Snatching them out of the fire. Have mercy on others, coupled with a fear of God, hating even the clothes stained by their flesh. See, we didn't know nothing about the guy, but the Lord wanted us to reach out to him. And he warned us. He's got some issues. But pulling him out of the fire, he was so steep and demonic forces come deep and possessed in his former lifestyle, the things that he used to do. We didn't care about it. God told us, Jesus told through the scripture, reaching down, pulling him out of the fire, because he's in that fire and there's nothing that he can do for himself. We're going to just have to help him because he came to us for help. So sure, and then he came here and... the Lord shows you right away that he's got something wrong with him. I didn't see it. I just heard he wanted help. So we had a discussion and we talked about things of the Lord. And then we hear about till about 11 o'clock, and then I said, you might as well stay here for the night. It's too late to go back to Winnipeg. And I went into my room, and I went to bed, and about 10 minutes in my bed, the Lord let me know the guy's got a demon. And I just told that demon, well, you're going to have to get out. Just simple like that. You're going to have to leave in Jesus' name. And then I had to say it the second time, in Jesus' name you'll have to go. And then the third time, I spoke with authority, in Jesus' name you'll have to go. I didn't even say it out loud, just in my mind. And that demon picked it up, and he got out of him, and he just, I could feel it. He just took off. And he was an ugly sucker. And I know something happened. Then he went through your bedroom and out the window. And it was real. Like I'm not making these things up. And anyway, that guy got delivered, and the next morning we had a discussion here, and he was listening in on what we were talking about. And I let him know, did you know you had a demon? Yeah, I know. I think I know I had one, yeah. And, well, he cast him out last year. He couldn't get out fast enough. And he was laying here for 2-3 days, like, almost like in a coma. He was in that Shekinah glory and the presence of the Lord. And everything we said, he agreed with it. Everything we talked about spiritual things. And he was right on the page, same page that we were at. And then after 3 days, in the morning, I got up and I asked the Lord, what's with Jeremy? What kind of work do you have for him? And the Lord spoke to me. Tell him to go back home and tell the people that he come out of and that he came here to Samuel Loran, and he got delivered from that demon. He was like, the Lord gave me that scripture about that legion. You know that story about that legion, that Jesus cast that legion out of him. And then he wanted to follow Jesus, and Jesus said, no, you stay here, and you go and tell the people where you come, and tell the people what glorious things the Lord did for you. And that's the same commission that he had for that Jeremy. Now go and tell the people what the Lord did for you, and don't wait, just go tell them. And then I came out and said, well Jeremy, what's your plan? What are you going to do? And he said, the very thing, I'll probably go back home and tell the people that I came here and cast that devil out, and what glorious things the Lord did for me. Well, he says, go for it, do it. And then around 10 o'clock, he just, he up and left, and then he's driving down the road, and I could hear him. I don't have to be there to hear him. I could read his mind. I could tell him what he's saying. He said, I don't need them suckers. I can do this myself. And then I knew he's not going to get very far with that attitude. And he went home, and all he was trying to do, he was trying to make a name for himself. He never mind. He's not going to tell him that he came here and that demon got cast out of him. He went back there, and he tried to make a name for himself at our expense. And then I knew right away he's not going to get very far. So a week later, he comes back here, and he, as he said, I didn't get very far. I ended up on my ass pretty quick. I said, yeah, when you left here, you left with a bad attitude. I don't need them suckers. I can do this myself. And he just collapsed, you know, with that kind of an attitude. You ain't going anywhere. And then eventually what happened, eventually as time went on, that demon went right back into him. In fact, it took 7 more. And I don't know where the guy is now. But see, he came here. We helped him. Everything, the only thing that we could do was direct him towards the heavenlies. And like I say, for 3 days, he was having a glorious time. And he knows that, and he'll know that throughout eternity that we came here and we helped him. And the Lord used us to help him to cast that devil out of him. Then see what the devil does. He gets into his head, you know. I don't need them suckers. I can do this myself. That's why you have to be on guard 24/7, because what the devil will do, he ain't going to let you go. If you serve the devil all these years, and then you're going to have to really fight to get out of his clutch. Just because the Lord saves you and all that, it's still, that devil is still around, just like he got into that cancer head. And and completely turn them against us. And the same thing with that Jeremy, same thing with that Randy people that come through here, the same thing with that Joni. It just all of a sudden they turn against us, and then we're the problem. But see, we're just seeing the cord, and what we're trying to do here today, we're telling you, those that are still listening to it, you have to stay the cord, because there is nothing outside of you. We're giving you a hope. If you continue and persevere, believe you me, you will end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb, because that's the only thing that's left here in these closing days of time. And just up the road, you might even be this year yet. I don't know when that rapture is, but I know one thing. I know we're in the week of Daniel, and I know that midnight cry happened in 1963, February the 28th, and I go by the scripture. I didn't have a dream. I didn't have a vision about that. I found it in the scripture by revelation, and walking along one day, and the Lord just gave me that scripture. At midnight there was a cry, and then I saw the whole picture of the end time, how the end time is going to come about. And I knew by then already, through the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, that in 1906 was the beginning of the church age of Laodicea. And for months and weeks, I went around almost like in a day trying to put the picture together. And the angel of the Lord came to me, and he said, the midnight of what? You have to hunt the midnight of Laodicea. And I found out, I realized in 1906, 1963 was the middle, and all I got to do is add 57 years on to 64, and I got exactly right to the day when the grace age is over and the week of Daniel begins. Will you at that time once again restore Israel? There's nobody out there on planet Earth that'll tell you that, because they don't know. They didn't have the revelation. They'll preach about it, but if they didn't have the revelation, they can't really convince you and tell you. I know for a fact that the 1963 was the middle, because I keep saying, just go punch in Time magazine and you're going to see that 1963, that mystery cloud up in space there, way beyond the cloud structure. And that was the middle of Laodicea. I know the beginning, I know the middle, then I know the end of it. The end was exactly October the 15th, 2021, and from there you add 7 years, and that's it for Satan's 6,000-year reign. You could take this to the bank, because it's going to happen exactly the way the scriptures say, because God has put his word above his very name. God can't stop it. He made a blueprint way back before the foundation of it, and he's going to see to it that it's going to happen exactly. Thus say the scriptures.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, and we give you thanks for another day of life, for all your blessings, Lord, for what you've done in our lives, where you brought us to, Lord, all the wonderful truths of your word that you revealed to us, Lord. And we just want to, we're still holding on, Lord, to the best thing we ever found, Lord. We found you, Lord, and you found your word and the ministry of our day and hour, Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. We just pray, Lord, for the grace to continue on this journey, Lord. And we just want to let people know what you've done, and they can be partakers of it, just like it says, he that believes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And everybody can be partakers of those blessings if they can only believe. Lord, we just want to put it out there. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.